Podcast. I'm Chris Lau. Got Steve and Eddie with me as always. How you doing, fellas?
Doing all right. I'm doing all right. Just calm, but all right. A little more calm than last week, I guess.
Keep calm and Lopetegui on. Is that your sign in the background?
I guess that's the motto for this week.
Steve, how's it going in Minnesota, man?
Things are going well. Things are going well. Busy weekend. Didn't get to watch the game live, but caught up this morning so that we could talk about it for all y'all to listen to. Yeah, I think we should just jump right in.
We're trying to be positive here today, folks. We're really trying to push some positivity because we need it. Before we get going, happy birthday, Lopetegui. I'm not sure how many people wished you that today, but me personally, happy birthday. I honored you with the photo that we took in July 2019 in Dallas there. That's me over in the background. You can't really see, but whatever. Lopetegui, happy birthday. Moving on, Sevilla played Almeria yesterday, an Andalusia derby. Yesterday being Saturday. We're recording this Sunday night. And looked good early on. Same thing, same result. Played well early on, even got a goal early, went up 1-0, and then lost the game 2-1 to some fabulous attacking play from Almeria, a newly promoted squad, Almeria. So Sevilla, 1 point in 3 matches, and 2 of those matches against newly promoted squads. So I think you can say the shit is on fire in Sevilla. So, guys, anything? Like, what do you want to say about the game? Like, same old, right?
In terms of what happened on the field, not exactly same old, perhaps in the grand scheme of things, sure, in terms of not completing 90 minutes. But I really enjoyed how we set up, how they set up in the first half. I was just looking for something different. I was interested in Oliver's position, how Lamela and Rafa are going to get on. Was it just a one-off last week? And how would Papu, you know, kind of share the wealth with Oliver and Lamela in terms of the in the creative hub? So we kind of set up in a diamond. We set up that midfield three. Oliver, Fernando, Jordan. And Papu was kind of stationed in the middle there. He didn't really occupy a flank. And it was basically Lamela and Rafa working as strikers. And Lamela spent most of that first portion of the half on the left side. So that kind of helped our issues with not having on the left side and just give the right to Navas. Because if there's one fullback that's going to know what to do with the whole flank, it's Navas. So there was some really great interplay in that first half. And it feels like Jordan has been listening to the complaints. He looked really confident out there. Especially in that first minute with that through ball to Lamela. But we're passing the ball really well. Great goal by Oliver Torres with a cross from Telles. It's just that there was more that they could have done with that. And they started getting a little cute with some, you know, some back heels and trying to hit some nutmegs. But they didn't capitalize on that domination. And then they kind of messed up at the back. It wasn't really, I wouldn't think they attacked fabulously, as you said. It's just they just sent the ball there, and we couldn't handle their strikers. And
yeah, that's it.
Boy,
right?
Do they have some strikers.
We were talking about it before the show. Like, the contrast between their attacking two and our strikers is just phenomenal. I mean, those guys, I wish Monchi would buy both of those guys tomorrow and put them right in the squad, because they're fast, they're dynamic, they can control the pass, which our guys struggle with at times. And they finish. You know, Sadiq scored his, you know, crashing to the net. Mir had an opportunity in our game, kind of similar situation, and pulled up. And I don't think he wanted to hurt the goalkeeper, but, you know, it's some contrasting there that just the attacking's just not quite the same. Lamela had a couple shots on goal that were saved early on, as you mentioned. So the attacking was there. Should have had some opportunities to score, and just that's the blueprint for this team. You know, the lots of chances, and just can't put it in the back of the net. So, Steve, any takeaways from the match?
Yeah, both of you have already touched on Lamela. I thought he played really well. It was really cool to see him kind of in that form that he was early last year when he was scoring goals left and right. I didn't get anything in the back of the net today, but he definitely had his opportunities, and it required some absolutely stellar saves from their goalkeeper. That was quite honestly just impressive. Chris, it's kind of just that counterpoint to you there. Like, yeah, their attacking was great, but their goalkeeping was also probably even better than their attacking was. And the old adage is you can't win if you don't score. And they took advantage of us so that they scored on us, and we couldn't score on them because their goalkeeper was just a brick wall back there. Just a little bit of taste of our own medicine with Bono last year. Other things here is that I have written down that our center backs were a headache today. That was more so out of frustration in the moment as I was taking these notes than anything else. But just want to drive home just how spoiled we were with Carlos and Koundé. Anybody else that we put back there is going to be an obvious drop off, and it's going to take a lot of time for me personally to adjust to the fact that we don't have that stalwart back line anymore. So yeah, there's not anything more to say there without getting too depressed. And then I guess I got two more points. I don't know which order. I don't know if it's like good news or bad news first. I'm going to start with the bad news here. It sucks to hear and it sucks to see, but I truly believe that we are kind of on our last legs with Jesus Navas. I don't know how much longer we've got with him, and I'm hoping that I can cherish every moment that he's on the pitch that we can see. We talked about this a little bit last year, but he hasn't played a whole lot this year, and I don't know if Lopetegui has a whole lot of faith in him to go full 90, so that's probably why we saw Montiel for the first two games as well. So enjoy it while you can. Hopefully we can see him go off gracefully into the sunset and not play past his ability and hurt himself or something like that. We see that far too often in sports. But on the other hand, we've got a new up-and-coming player who actually I thought was pretty impressive for the limited role that he had coming into this game, and then came in a little bit later as a substitute. But Carmona, like, I was really, really happy to see how he played. He had a nice cross at the box. But he's just all over the pitch. Like, he's where you want him to be. He makes some questionable decisions now and then, but that's going to come with young players that don't have a whole lot of experience. And it's exciting to see maybe what can come of him. I don't know if he's going to factor in long term for the team, or if he's going to be a player that we try and sell and generate some revenue so we can bring in some other folks. But yeah, it's exciting to see him. So a little bit of a sliver of I don't know what I'm trying to say here. A silver border on the rain cloud.
Silver lining. Lining.
God, it's late. It's late. Silver lining.
To just note on Carmona and also Kiki Salas, both of those guys did make the roster. I think it's either Carmona or Kiki, one of the two, is going to be playing up and down, kind of like some of our guys did last year, but well, one of them has a permanent position on the first team, I don't know if that's Carmona or Kiki, but I'm not exactly sure. I forgot, but I did see that note, and I hate I don't have that actually in front of me, but it is good to see, right? Like, there is some potential there. I'm pretty sure it was Carmona because he is kind of flexible, can play the center back and wing back role there, or full back role, sorry. Guys, you know, 13 shots total, five on target, 68% possession for the team. You know, we see this time and time again. You know, and we talked earlier about the subs, you know, offline. We don't really want to get into that too much because we're trying to keep this pretty short today. But, you know, the one player that I do want to bring up is probably our star signing of the year. Isco looked much better this game than he did in his debut. And I just wanted to kind of give a shout out to him because I thought he looked much, much better in this game. Eddie, you feel the same?
Yeah, especially in terms of movement, he looked much better. He seemed a bit, I don't want to say slower in his previous cameo, but he looked like he was in top shape when he came in. Him and Papu just right into midfield with Almeria resigned to sit back and hit on the counter. And what you expect from him, right? Just dribbling through players and trying to create from the middle of the park. I hope not to see him on the wing because that's very limiting. Him through the middle, it just didn't pan out in that second half. Things weren't opening up. Rafa and the city playing up top, I'd like the idea, but they probably aren't compatible. There's not too much different between them, or at least not yet. I don't think Rafa's game has evolved to that yet, although he is evolving bit by bit. It's just you're kind of just sending them in the box like two meatheads just waiting for crosses that are not going to them. So that part was disappointing. But
just so they can get a pass and fumble it away. But Rafa almost had an assist, and I was like, oh my gosh, Rafa should have had an assist actually, because Lamella should have scored there. That was tough, but yeah. Man, guys, you know, I thought this reminded me a lot of the Champions League games from last year, you know, where we were going against very athletic, dynamic striker tandems, and we struggled defensively. I know it's, you know, new pairings and everything, but I think it's a kind of a pattern that we've seen. Anybody athletic up top, we're going to struggle with. That first goal, I thought Bono could have done a little better. I thought he should have came out for that. And then also on that play, our new guy, 10 guy, right? He, just contrasting him with Koundé and Nianzu. Koundé, we've seen clear the ball off the line several times. And that's just pure instinct and hustle. Where he would end up being there and could clear it off the line. I don't know if he could have got to that ball or to the post. He kind of ran with it might have been Sadiq. He just was running exactly with them, but he might have been able to clear that ball off the line if he had kept running. But he did kind of pull up and just kind of walk a little bit there, and just something I hope we don't see in the future. I hope it's just, you know, him getting his legs under him, getting that instinct, and we can see it. But other than that, I mean, he had an okay game. Not great, not terrible. Rekic, again, not terrible. He got put in a bad situation early with that foul on a yellow card and kind of limited him. But he was all over the pitch, you know, and still playing hard. So, and then we saw Fernando at center back late in the match, which we've seen him take on that role before. But, you know, I personally didn't think Lopetegui did bad this game. And we talked about this, right? Like got it right from the get-go. The guys come out, bam, fighting like crazy. First 30 minutes, we get a goal, and then something happens. Is that Lopetegui? Is that the squad? Is that karma? I don't know what it is, but something just changes, and it's happened in the first two matches the same way. We were on the front foot. We're out there. We're fighting. We're attacking. And then we shut down, and then we just revert back to the backward passing, whatever happens, wing play. You know, we just lose that movement and that fight. And you see some of the strikers and wingers where they're trying to make some runs, and they're not getting the ball on those runs, and then they stop. And I think that's part of the problem. I think there's some frustration up there that, okay, I'm making runs, but then you're not finding me the ball. And I think that's what's happening. And then they just stop making the runs later in the game, and they just expect the wing play to provide. And that's just not where we are at this point. So I don't know how we fix it. How do you get that full 90? You said it, right? Like, Eddie, where's the full 90? Where's that mentality? We need that mentality from this group, the full 90. And until we see that, I think Lopetegui's going to be on the chopping block every week. He's got to figure that out, how to get a full 90 out of the squad.
Is there anything that's been a main issue with our teams over the last couple seasons? Has been complete performances against whatever team, whether it's newly promoted, whether it's the third division in the Copa del Rey, completing 90 minutes, it's been few and far between. We're not even looking for the prettiest game, just complete 90 minutes. You could even change approach in the second half to make sure, okay, we won't press the whole game. Maybe let's soak up some pressure a little bit, invite them out of their half, and then maybe we peg them back after, you know, 15, 20 minutes in that second half. But I don't know, maybe it's a lack of management. I don't know. How do you come out in the second half and not perform the same? The template was right there in the first half. So it just got disjointed. There's too much space between defense and midfield. And then, yeah, they lost their shape and lost the game. So yeah. I don't know. It's how he organized.
He managed the game too, like how he had to manage by the cards that he was dealt with, the yellow cards and that sort of thing. I thought he did a decent job with the substitutions and the management. And it was risky. You wanted him to take risk. He did it. He used all five subs before the 70th minute, if I'm not mistaken. And
Navas was getting torched.
He went for it, but I don't know. This team's lacking confidence, and that's, I think we need that. A lot of stuff after the game. Monchi went and visited the traveling supporters. Of course, they're in Almeria, which is not too far from Sevilla, so they had a pretty good traveling fan base, which we always do, but it's a lot easier when it's just a little bit up the road. Addressing the fans. You know, they were shouting at him and he was trying to shout back. And I don't know, Eddie, did you make out what he said? You're the best Spanish listener translator here for us.
I know I read some of the translations, but I don't have it in front of me right now. But it was just to reassure the fans. It's three matches. It's basically Monchi understanding the situation. He knows the fan base is frustrated. There was so many going on behind the scenes and on the pitch. Last season didn't end well. Our new signing Marcao is injured, and is it the same thing with the injuries? How did you guys sign the injured player type of thing? Where's the signings? All right, because nothing happened this week in that regard. Except for Ronnie Lopez going to France. Apparently had a decent game today too. But yeah, at least it's Monchi. It's a familiar face. It's a face that we trust. So it's perhaps he's taken upon himself to deliver that message, just to appease the fans, to, you know, be patient and to reassure them that we're working on it. They're working on it. I guess it's easier said than done, but you kind of have to show and prove. I rarely look at Lopetegui's pressers because I just want to see the result on the pitch. I want to see whatever he says in a press conference is usually the same stuff, highlighting what the other team is good at. Gonna be the toughest game we face this month, whatever. I just want to see it on the pitch, all right? But
yeah.
But it's the frustrations. Monchi understands it, and he's just trying to make us feel better. I guess we'll see. We'll wait and see, and I guess he'll prove it to us that it's worth the wait.
That's all we can do. We got 2 days left in the window to make any kind of moves that we can make. Not much time to do anything. So
3 days.
Well, yeah. The 31st, right? Well, I guess it ends the 1st, so 3 days. Lots to do, man. Lots of work to do, especially now that we got our Champions League draw. We saw who we've got coming up. Of course, this team goes back home to face Barcelona this coming week, Saturday. We'll play Barcelona. I think it's a 3 p.m. match. Might be 4 p.m. I'm not exactly sure. 3 p.m. Eastern? I don't know. Whatever. Look it up.
Now I've got to check.
It might be Central East Coast. Coast. Anyway, it's an afternoon match. And Barcelona's looking really good. 4-0 winner today, I believe. And so that's going to be tough. And maybe this team, maybe that's what they need. Maybe they need that stiff competition to kind of make them fight for 90 minutes. We've seen that in the past where they play extremely well against better competition, and maybe that's what they need this early in the game. And they got it with the Champions League draw, guys. So Man City, Borussia Dortmund again. We get to see those folks again. And Copenhagen, right? So tough group. Maybe not the toughest group out there, but a really tough group. And we know how we played against Borussia Dortmund, which wasn't minus Haaland. Like we played actually pretty well and had a chance to come back and take that series there, but it just didn't pan out for us. Man City, of course, has Haaland, so chalk those up to some really struggles. I don't know how we get out of the group. I really don't. I think we can finish third, but even that might be a challenge in itself. So can we get to the Europa League? I mean, I can't look at getting past the group. I think we have to. Financially, we really, really, really need to. But do you guys have any confidence that we're going to get out of the group? And can we make Europa if we can't?
Well, I don't have much confidence. I'd like to have confidence. I know what the recipe is for us to do it, but I haven't seen any indication that we can play up to that level when we've just lost to two recently relegated teams, or recently promoted teams, rather, in our league. If we can't perform against Osasuna, Valladolid, and Almeria, how are we supposed to have any confidence going into Man City or Dortmund?
One game at a time.
That's how you've got to approach it, but I'm not getting my hopes up.
Is that Lopetegui down there in Toronto? Like, is that Lopetegui saying that? One game at a time.
One game. We obviously seen the schedule ahead, and it looks brutal. But this is what we signed up for. These are the games that we wanted, so we got to face it. Whether we're going through our best moment, our worst moment, we got Barcelona up next. That's great. That's great. Show us how good or how bad we are. It's gonna come like this, whether you're ready for it or not. So, one game at a time. We could go back to the old 1-0 Sevilla that we've been doing for three seasons. Hopefully, we get to recapture that because it's not been happening since we started the season. So, we shall see. We shall see. I guess it's good that we're facing Barcelona right before these Champions League matches, just to see how bad it could get, if it does get bad. But we're at home, so I know our fans will support us, but it all depends on how we approach it. We do step up against the big teams. I don't think we have ever gone missing against the big teams, because at least they show up for that, right? They don't show up for the smaller teams, but for Barcelona, they'll show up, but will it be a 90-minute performance? I don't know, because I haven't seen proof of that.
Yeah, it's a good point. And I don't know. At least we're on the big stage, right? I mean, we're going to get a lot of views and a lot of talking about with playing Man City. And that's what you want. You want to play the big teams, but it's just hard to find the confidence at this point. With these teams, with this team. Getting off of the men's team for a second, let's get some positive news here. The Sevilla women did win the Andalusia Cup, Copa de Andalusia, I guess is what it's called, knocking off Real Betis 3-1, I think was the final. So not only did we win it, we got to knock off the team just down the road from our squad. So good for them. They got some stuff coming up. Their season doesn't start for another 2 weeks, I believe. So we got some time to talk about them later. But I did want to just kind of throw some positive news there because we need it. We need anything we can get. Eddie, what else is going on in the realms of Sevilla FC Femenino?
We have our youngster, Inma Gabarro, who's currently playing for the Spain under-20s. At time of recording, they're playing Japan in the final. The last time I checked, it was 3-0. So she's a top goal scorer in the tournament. She scored the opening goal as well, just to, you know, cement her place there. So she might end up with the golden boot. But that's our player that we've had for the last couple seasons, just 20 years old, and lighting up that tournament. The under-20s, I guess at that age, well, from my experience with watching men's football, that under-20s is usually the young age where you see the players developing into what they are. Under-17s, under-19s is still kind of young, but under-20s is kind of where those players come to shine. So I guess I won't feel bad about not having Claudia Pina anymore, but we have Inma Gabarro, so hopefully she could carry that form on with the senior team.
That's really good to hear. Hopefully we get to watch more of those games this year. They haven't really announced like television schedules or anything, so I don't know if we will or not, but
probably it'd be nice. Yeah.
Probably, I imagine. Yeah. Busy week. It's going to be a big week for this club coming up. Transfer window closing. I know the Spanish press is going to be all over Pepe Castro, the board, Monty. It's going to be a stressful week. There's some predictions that he's going to be gone Monday in Lopetegui. Today's his birthday. I don't think they would fire him on his birthday. Do you fire him the day after? I can't imagine that's going to happen, but it's possible. There's a lot of heat, a lot of pressure, and I think he's going to at least make it till the Villarreal match. And I think, me personally, I think that's the determining game, whether Lopetegui continues as manager of the squad or not. That's my personal opinion. Steve, Eddie, do you guys have any thoughts yet? Any opinions?
I know what I'd like to see, but it's obviously not what the club wants. In terms of the rumors about possible changes tomorrow, how many times did we have possible change rumors last year? Until I see it, I'm not going to believe it. Just kind of what Eddie said, taking it one day at a time, just working with what we got. Still love the team. I guess. Still going to support the team.
Yeah.
And it's about who's available, too. I know during the summer when we're all speculating, or at the beginning of the summer, right at the end of the season, we were speculating maybe he would leave, but the question is always who would be the one to take over, who's available. In my eyes, I think the only one that's worthy of taking over is Pochettino. Whether you agree with that or not, but it's, I think the situation there, he wasn't available during the summer. It took a while for PSG to let him go. It was official that he was leaving, but it wasn't official. It was known that he was leaving, the worst kept secret, but it wasn't official until I think mid-July. And by that time, it was already too late. Preseason had started with other teams. I don't know if that was strategic by PSG to keep him away from, keep him from going to other teams, but if there's anything, he would be the one the best candidate. I don't really see anybody else that could take over. I love Sampaoli's football, but I don't want him here. Like, it's a red flag. It's a red flag for me that he left Marseille after a year and taking them to the Champions League. Yeah. Based on like rumors that I was hearing, like, yeah, I don't want any of that here.
Yeah, I've heard shouts for Gallardo from River Plate. Maybe, but again, it's all speculation. Everything we're talking about here is speculation because we're not insiders. We don't have anybody that we can pull information from.
Right. But don't quote us.
But one thing that I do want to address is we're all supporters of the squad, and we love the squad. We want the best from the squad. There's, you know, people saying, well, you know, why are you being negative? Why are you talking about the coach leaving? Why are you, you know, throwing extra pressure on the squad? That's football, right? Like, that we're fans. Like, we're invested. Like, I spend a lot of money, you know, on this team every year. I spend a lot of my time. Steve does. Eddie does. We all do. We love this squad, and we want to see the best for it. Whether that's Lopetegui staying, I don't want him to leave. I would love for him to be the best manager in the world and make this team the best. Like, we're not asking for a lot, but one win out of three with two – I mean, sorry, 1 point out of three matches with two matches against recently promoted sides. It's not happening. That's not where we want to be. That's not where we're going to be progressing to our goals, which have been stated by Pepe Castro and Monty of finishing fourth every year. We're nowhere near close to that. And that's the only thing we're saying. We've got to make sure that we're doing the right for the squad now and going forward. We love the squad. I love Sevilla. It's my best part of the week is watching the Sevilla matches, talking with my friends about Sevilla, promoting the Sevilla brand wherever I can. So it hits me personally when you call me out saying you're being negative to the team. No, I'm doing what I want to do to promote this team the best of the ability. I want this team to succeed, and everybody on our forums most of the people on Twitter want the same. So kill that jazz, man. That's all I'm saying. We're all in this together. We want the best. And whether Lopetegui stays or goes, if we're winning, I don't give a damn. Like, that's all I want is to win. And whoever gets us there and doing it, that's it. So, guys, with that, vamos, mi Sevilla.
Vamos, campeón.
Y nunca nos rendimos.
Échale huevos.